Kol Sheruach HaBriyos.
What?
Kol Sheruach HaBriyos, Mishnah Yud.
Kol Sheruach HaBriyos. The world made a Mishnah Kol Sheruach HaBriyos. Okay, so. Okay. So the Mishnah says, the way I met. Kol Sheruach HaBriyos Nechimenu Ruach HaMakim Nechimenu. Kol Sheruach HaBriyos Nechimenu Ruach HaMakim Nechimenu. So, it is some sort of connection. A person who is liked by people, then there's a
Shemur
Gemara, it says this Ruchi Etein Bekirbechem. There's a musig of HaKadosh Baruch Hu endows the, over there it means Ruach Nevuah, Ruach HaKadosh, that type of Ruach on the Tzibur as a whole. Umizet Tira Kinetzal Min Ruach HaMokum Ruach HaAdam Kamosha Tzenevim. The Dagesh that he wants to, that he's showing over here is that this Ruchi Etein Bekirbechem means that we're talking about the tzibur sharing in the metzias of ruach. That's Akash Baruch Hu. That's lamala. Ukmoshel tzavim the tzibat salti min ruach hashalecha. I want to be master this a little bit, just to explain something here. The way you would normally understand something like Ruach HaKodesh or Ruach HaNevuah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu endows me with an understanding, a perception that's above everything, that's better, that's bigger, and so on and so forth. In other words, it's a mabah for Lakim to me specifically for doing what's right or being what it is and so on. The way he's explaining it is a much deeper inyan. He's saying there is a musik of a ruach kloli de bria. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put into the bria an inyan, which one would call the ruach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ruach of Nevuah, the ruach of Ruach HaKadosh. It's, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kaviyachol functioning chachma. Becomes a shutif in that. An example, Torah. When a person learns Torah, we don't say, well, the person becomes smart because he learns Torah. The person acquires a lot of knowledge, wisdom, or even wisdom about the divine. We understand Chachma to be Kaviyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu's when a person is Tadu Berim, it's a simon that he shares with that Ruach.
Social.
because these are defense from a kufnim, they must serve in a Torah. The truth is that the Mishnah itself lists things that seem to be just for the lazy, good-for-nothing person who's doing it only to be mefatim himself. You know, he's playing, he's not really working or so on. So he says, all of these things are meses adam from Divrei Torah, because if a person pursues his physical interests, that automatically takes away from Torah.
If a person is made so that, if a person
Torah. The person might know it, but since he's mufka from having any shaitas tit, if he's a kufnika person, it's in a certain sense worse. Any questions?
Just one question, going back to the reish of the Mishnah of Ruach HaBrius. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mashri Hishchina, usually on Yechidim. I mean, the Bnei Aliyah are Martin, and very often they were ones who were not popular and had nothing to do with the Dor whatsoever. The Avos, whatever. I mean, what does it mean that it's Dafka HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shaykh to the Klal? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shaykh to the Klal much more than to the Yachid.
So, but this is tricky. When we talk about the Hamoin, what you call about Hamoinius, it's the low common denominator. In other words, it's the Nyonim that... In those Nyonim, there's no shit. You don't say this Seabrook. When you walk into a shul, you say, ah, what a beautiful sight to behold, 100 years to love Herrick.
Yeah.